The court challenge ended the U.S. Forest Service's plan to open up 24,000 acres of old-growth forest on Prince of Wales Island to commercial logging. It also halts road building for the 15-year project. Conservationists had successfully blocked the federal government's attempt at pre-clearing large amounts of timber for sale without identifying the specific areas where the logging would actually occur. But after the Forest Service argued throwing out the entire project would harm what's left of Southeast Alaska's timber industry, Judge Sharon L. Gleason gave both sides a final chance to make a case for and against allowing the agency to correct deficiencies in his review and move forward. Her final ruling came down squarely against the Forest Service's plan. In a 14-page order signed on Wednesday, Judge Gleason ruled the economic harm of invalidating the timber sales does not outweigh the seriousness of the errors in the agency's handling of the project. That, in effect, sends the feds back to square one, says Meredith Trainer, executive director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, which brought the lawsuit.
If the Forest Service wants to offer timber on Prince of Wales in these areas going forward, they're going to have to return to doing a complete NEPA or National Environmental Policy Act process, which includes requesting public input on the specific areas that they want to log, which is what was a big sticking point in the basis of this case.
But the judge's decision does not affect other aspects of the Prince of Wales landscape level analysis. That includes habitat and stream restoration and investment in recreational trails and cabins that had been supported by a resident advisory group. It's unclear what progress will be made in those areas, as most non-timber sale-related projects remain unfunded by the Forest Service. The federal agency can appeal the decision. It did not return calls for comment. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.